As you may already know, back in Mahoosick Mills, I hang out with the greatest group of gals, the women who run with the moose, we call ourselves, Celeste Rita Betty Dot Shirley and me. Heck, we've been close since even before Charlie and me started dating, so that goes back a ways. We've gone through good times and bad together, and I've still got the bridesmaids' dresses to prove it. If you are in any doubt, bridesmaids' dresses attest to the fact that one style is not flattering on all body types, and there are some colors you should never wear, ever. Trust me. I got around that by dressing my bridesmaids in different color pastels. Let's see. Celeste was in peach. Rita, with her sunny disposition, wore yellow. Dot, seafoam green. Betty, pretty in pink. And Shirley, in the deepest shade of violet I could find. Because let's face it, some folks are not really pastel people. Oh, my sister Irene was the maid of honor. I remember she had on the prettiest periwinkle blue, matched her eyes. Leave it to my mother to find the most gorgeous light coral-colored dress, stunning. And Simone, my mother-in-law, wore dusty rose. Let me tell you, it was a feast for the eyes. Somewhere over the rainbow. Back when Charlie and me got married, folks didn't do different style dresses on every bridesmaid. I was already pushing the envelope with the multiple colors. So style-wise, I tried to find something that was middle of the road. You know, not too hideous on someone. Hard though, as Shirley tops out just shy of 6 feet, and Rita is shorter than me. I mean, she's short like them really old Catholic nuns are short. I'm 5'2", and I tower over her. Betty hosted the bridal shower, so you know it was picture perfect, because Betty was giving Martha Stewart a run for her money before Martha was Martha. All the decorations were pastel, you know, to match the bridesmaids' dresses. Everyone wore pastels to the event, not the guys, because this was before this Jack and Jill shower thing. There were pastel-colored cupcakes and party favors, you name it. The girls chipped in and bought me the most beautiful lacy negligee and robe in the lightest shade of pink. I mean, just a whisper of the color. The ensemble hardly left anything to the imagination, though Charlie's always had a pretty good imagination. Oh, I still remember the look on his face when he saw me in that lacy confection on our wedding night. Over the rainbow, indeed. Our reception was held down to the fish and game over there on Duck Pond Road. One of my favorite wedding memories is of me and the girls spending the day before spiffing the place up. Boy, did it ever need a good cleaning. But everyone rolled up their sleeves and pitched in. Then we got down to business. Betty was in charge, of course, so the place was decorated to within an inch of its life with crepe paper and balloons, streamers and all. Even gussied up all the animal heads on the walls. They never did get the lipstick and mascara off a couple of them bucks. Full disclosure, that happened after having pizza and a couple of six-packs of beer for lunch. Continuing a tradition that has only grown stronger in middle age, at least one of us got laughing so hard we peed our pants. No need to name names. God. Oh, what a great group of gals. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.